The harvesting of aquarium fish is an emotional topic in Hawaii, with conservationists and commercial fishers often pitted against each other. Last month, the Hawaii Circuit Court issued a ruling that placed a significant restriction on the commercial aquarium fish industry in Hawaii. And on Tuesday, we spoke with an attorney from the nonprofit Earth Justice for an explanation of the ruling. The discussion generated as many questions as it did answers, so our producer, Ryan Finnerty, called the Department of Land and Natural Resources Division of Aquatic Resources Administrator, Dr. Bruce Anderson, to get the facts on the aquarium industry in Hawaii.
The aquarium fish trade in Hawaii is probably one of the best managed fisheries anywhere in the world. It's particularly been a problem in West Hawaii in past years. In fact, the West Hawaii fisheries replenishment areas and other areas where aquarium fishing is prohibited was established decades ago to reverse the decline in the fishery in the Kona area. In the past, I think it has been a significant problem, but over the last few years, with these new regulations and what we're doing, our survey data has shown that the fishery is not only steady and sustainable, but it's also the fish that are caught most, yellow tangs and koli, are actually increasing in number as a result of the management measures that have been taken. So I think if there's a perception that we're not doing things well, those are past perceptions that I think are mistakenly promulgated by plaintiffs in this case and Kautza and others. I think we're really, we've done a lot over the last few years in particular to better manage the fishery.
So how does the department issue permits, commercial permits, for someone to go and harvest these fish and then sell them commercially?
The department issues a permit to use a fine mesh net to those who are interested in collecting fish commercially. In addition to that permit, there's also a need for a commercial marine license, which is also issued by the department. That costs $50 now, and that requires reporting of whatever they catch for commercial purposes. But everyone who's selling aquarium fish or other animals for the aquarium trade needs to have a commercial marine license. So in effect, you need both permits, the permit to use the small mesh net and the commercial marine license to sell fish in Hawaii.
Bruce, we spoke to Earth Justice attorney Summer Kupau Odo earlier in the week on this program, and I just wanted to play a clip for you of what she said concerning permits to harvest aquarium fish.
Hearing that we had in the circuit court, the attorney general shared some information from DLNR, and it was at that time 231 active permits. So we're looking at anywhere between 200 and 300 commercial permits, each allowing for the take of fish in unlimited amounts at any given time.
So, Bruce, two questions for you. Can you tell me how many permits are, before the recent ruling, how many permits were active in the state? And then following up to that, what types of catch limits are associated with those permits?
When the decision was made by the Supreme Court, and I believe that was back in September, there were about 230-something permits that were active. Permits are issued for a year, and they have to be renewed every year. Those were permits to use a small mesh net. There are far more commercial marine licenses out there. We require a commercial marine license for anyone who catches and sells fish, whether they're for the aquarium trade or for sale, for eating. And there are about 3,400 or so commercial marine licenses out in the state. There are fewer now because since the decision, we've stopped issuing permits. And because they're only valid for a year, some of those permits have expired. In the case of the aquarium fish, however, it's a moot question at this point, given that the court did order that we void all existing aquarium fish permits. So all the permits to use small mesh nets have been voided. So although the court didn't ban the taking of aquarium fish, it did ban the use of these small mesh nets, which are very important for the aquarium trade.
Okay, so you can still legally harvest aquarium fish. It's just the manner in which you do it that is now under scrutiny.
That's more or less true. There's a nuance on the Big Island where they have a special permit required for West Hawaii, which is issued that is associated with the small mesh net permit. And there is some question as to whether people can catch any aquarium life on the Big Island, but certainly everywhere in the state, the use of the small mesh nets is now disallowed.
And Bruce Anderson, prior to the court ruling, when small mesh nets were permitted across the state, were there catch limits imposed by the DLNR, either by species or size of fish, or I know location is already regulated, but was there anything when a potential fisherman was given a license that restricted the number of fish that they were allowed to take out of the ocean?
First of all, there is a restriction on the species that can be collected. There are hundreds of species of reef fish, and in West Hawaii, there are only 40 species that are allowed to be taken. These are fish that are typically popular in the trade, and fish where they're relatively plentiful. So there are significant restrictions on the number of fish that can be taken. There are bag limits for yellow tang on Oahu. I mentioned yellow tang because that's the fish that's most commonly caught for the trade. In fact, the two species of fish that are most often caught here in Hawaii and sold are yellow tangs and koli. They comprise, on the Big Island, they're more than 80% of the fish that are caught and sold. I focused on in West Hawaii a lot because that's where more than 70% of the industry is located. Obviously, we focus a lot of resources and attention on West Hawaii because that's where the industry is in large part. But there's a small industry here on Oahu that catches a variety of different fish, and that's not to be ignored. I should also add, the aquarium trade is not just about catching the fish. Invertebrates, the feather dusters, the shrimp, and other animals that are caught and sold comprise a significant amount of the fish or animals that are sold through the aquarium trade. In fact, about a third of the organisms that are sold for the aquarium trade are invertebrates. People focus on the fish because they're attractive and what most people think about when you think about aquariums, but there is a significant demand for other animals.
So, Bruce, what are those bag limits and how are the numbers determined by the DLNR?
Well, most fish, for example, in the fish in those 40 species, don't have specific bag limits. It's not really appropriate for this industry. In fact, we rarely have bag limits for fish caught by any means for any purpose. The aquarium fish industry is somewhat unique. Essentially, when the fishermen go out to catch fish, they're filling orders. There is an unlimited demand of aquarium fish, and they're not going to catch more than they can keep. Basically, the bag limits have been set based on the ability for the aquarium fishermen to collect and transport those fish. There are also other limits, but theoretically, I can't argue with the point that there are no bag limits, and therefore there's no limit to the number of fish that could potentially be caught. The reality is that industry essentially regulates itself because there's a limited demand for virtually all the fish that are caught, and that's what determines what the fishermen bring in every day.
Okay, so I want to play another clip from Earth Justice attorney Summer Kupau Odo, and this specifically regards the issue of sustainability of these fisheries.
They have not prepared a document or done a study that is anywhere near comparable to that required under the Environmental Policy Act. Its own reports, and looking back to 1998, the State of the Reefs report, there DLNR concluded that studies are necessary at that time if the aquarium collection is to continue. And more recently, in a report in 2015 to the legislature, it found that fish are significantly depleted in areas the trade operates. A number of species have failed to respond to the no-take areas established to protect them, and they have actually decreased since 1999.
So, Bruce, I'm looking at a report that the Department of Land and Natural Resources submitted to the legislature, state legislature, in 2015, and it shows an increase of 22% over the past 40 years in total catch. Earth Justice seems to be making the claim that we're not taking into consideration the overall populations of these fish. Is that an accurate statement, or is the department actively managing these the populations of these species being taken?
No, that's not an accurate statement, and I think they should know a lot better than that if they've ever looked at the data. We've collected data for over 17 years from over 6,700 surveys and found that aquarium fish populations are generally stable or increasing in West Hawaii, where slowly, which are the two most heavily collected species, are not declining. In recent years, they've both been increasing, both in the protected areas and in open areas. The reason they're increasing in all areas is because the protected areas, call them replenishment areas, there the fish are allowed to mature to a size where they can reproduce and spill over into other areas. So the abundance of these fish is actually increasing. What's, I think, being confused here, perhaps even intentionally, is that the resource fish, the fish that people are eating, are declining. There's no question that that's happening. We've had several reports over the last few weeks showing that that many of the resource fish are declining for various reasons, not the least of which is overfishing. But the aquarium fish, the fish that are the subject of this case, are really the data we have, and we have very good data on this. As I said, it was as good as anywhere in the world, shows that the fish populations are stable or increasing. Now, these are facts. There's no other data out there. I've heard that statement made numerous times, and no scientist that I've ever talked to can support that. It's surprising that it would come up with a statement like that. But again, let me emphasize that everything's not good. The resource fish, the fish that many of us think about and worry about when we go out fishing, the parrotfish, the papio, the oio, the fish that are popular for consumption are decreasing in abundance. And we're working on the plans to better manage those fisheries. But
specifically,
the aquarium trade is one of the few areas where there seems to be a very stable population, and if anything, the numbers are increasing.
So you would say that specifically with aquarium fish, the population and current practices are what could be considered sustainable?
No question. If you define sustainability as the numbers remaining the same and or increasing, then they're sustainable.
How will the DLNR move forward in light of the recent circuit court ruling?
Well, for the time being, until we finish the Chapter 43 process, essentially complete EIS, the industry is working on that. Fisheries, the use of small mesh nets is going to have a significant impact on the fishery. In fact, I expect most of the fishermen who are involved, those who are catching fish commercially, are probably not going to be able to sustain their livelihood catching these fish. When we finish that, we'll see what happens. We are looking at options. In fact, we've considered a bill that would license the fishermen, which would allow us to impose additional requirements on the fishermen as to the types of gear they use, how many fish they can catch, how they hold and sell the fish, and so forth. So I see a licensure program in the future if the industry is able to survive this this period, and that's essentially our plan. Of course, we are going to continue to monitor what's going on, and I think we'll continue to have an even better management program in place.
All right, Bruce Anderson from the Department of Land and Natural Resources, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Bruce Anderson is the administrator of the Division of Aquatic Resources at the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources, which is responsible for regulating the harvest of aquarium fish in Hawaii. You can find the department's 2015 report on the West Hawaii Fishery Management Area on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.